A visual journey through the twisted history of hemp in the Commonwealth, today on UK Perspectives. I'm Alan Lytle, in this week for Tom Goodell. From Keystone cash crop to banned substance surrounded in suspicion, hemp has long been a part of Kentucky's story. A new exhibit at the Margaret I. King Library chronicles that saga through rare photos, documents, and artifacts. My guest today helped compile a significant portion of this material for the exhibit. Megan Mummy is a collections management archivist at the University of Kentucky. Megan Mummy, welcome to UK Perspectives.
Well, it's great to be here.
Twisted History of Kentucky Hemp. How did this come about?
Well, Kentucky's Archives Month theme for the whole state, for all of the archival institutions, is agriculture. And so University of Kentucky has a long history of supporting the agriculture of hemp from its inception, 1865. University of Kentucky Agriculture has done a lot to support farmers in doing research into pests and what's the best way to grow it and what gets the best yields, when to plant.
Okay, so walk me through this exhibit then.
We have, let's see, five or six kiosks, sort of just places where we have framed photographs and framed scans of documents from our collections. We have some beautiful photographs of hemp fields from as early as, 19-teens. We have this beautiful photograph that's my favorite, if you don't mind, I could talk
about
it.
Please, yeah, let's talk about one of your favorites.
These women in full Victorian dress standing in this hemp field, and they're holding this camera. And so it's the first that I've ever seen of a picture of people taking a picture of the person photographing them. And I just love it. It's beautiful. And then we have one case that's full of University of Kentucky Agriculture Extension reports from late 1800s to actually, 2013. So that deal with the growing of industrial hemp. And then we also have another case that is full of artifacts of things made with hemp. There's car parts, hemp oil, Adidas shoes made from hemp. There are jeans.
And I understand you have a number of contemporary aspects of this exhibit as well.
We have pictures from the test hemp plot that UK grew this past summer. And we got that photograph from the Ag Extension here. We have this great timeline that we had printed up of all of the legislation outlawing hemp and just the whole sort of span of history. And also the acts and bills that have started up since 2013 to make it legal for Kentucky to grow these test plots of industrial hemp.
And do you touch on the politics? Why, hemp suddenly after World War II became outlawed?
Actually, there were efforts before World War II towards outlawing hemp, and there was a tax instituted in 1937 that made the growing of hemp very difficult. It was very expensive to do it, and that was because of marijuana. In the 1920s, there were efforts to outlaw it, and then it finally came to pass, I think, in 1938. And hemp, because it has, small levels of THC that, people would smoke it. Didn't really do much, but people would smoke it. And so the feds decided that, that should be outlawed too. And so the tax made it really economically not viable to grow. And when the United States got the Philippines in the late 1890s, they started importing jute from the Philippines. And then in World War II, the reason it was grown in World War II is because the Japanese took the Philippines from us. And so we didn't have those supplies of jute being imported into the United States. And so there was this big concerted effort to encourage many states, but Kentucky most of all, to grow hemp so that for the war effort, we would have that fiber to make rope and, parachutes with.
So economic necessity, it was mm-hmm. tied specifically to the defense effort.
Yes.
And then after the war.
After the war, they did not encourage it at all. It just sort of died out. And then 1969, the tax in 1937 that made it difficult was declared unconstitutional. And then in 1970, that's when they passed I can't recall what it's called, but the act that outlawed marijuana and hemp growing and lots of other controlled substances. Controlled Substance Act of 1970. It came back to me.
There you go. So this exhibit then runs the gamut then from beginning to where we are now with the revitalization of industrial hemp in Kentucky.
Yes, it does.
And how long will the hemp display be there at Margaret I. King Library?
We'll probably start taking it down mid-December.
So there's still some time for people to come and educate themselves and enjoy a journey that only now seems to be at a different stopping point.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you very much for stopping by and telling us about this. The King Library is open when?
It's open Mondays through Fridays, 10 to 5.
Our guest today has been Megan Mummy, Collections Management Archivist at the University of Kentucky. A complete podcast of our conversation is available at WUKY.org. For WUKY, I'm Alan Lytle.